Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Stadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is September 25th, 2013, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in today. Just a couple updates. Number one, this week we've got two big events going on. We've got Mr. Olympia Fitness Weekend starting tomorrow, Thursday, September 26th, going all the way to the 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada, the single biggest fitness event in the world, hands down, over and out. We got a bunch of vegan fitness athletes who are going to be there, my partner in crime, my boy, IFPA, Musclemania, NPC Pro bodybuilder, Tori Washington, the Vegan Dread's going to be there. Representing a company called Clean Machine. And then we've got World Veg Fest weekend over in San Francisco, California. That starts on the 28th and it goes through the 29th. And I believe a lot of our other vegan fitness friends are going to be there, including Robert Sheik. I think he's going to actually be speaking there, along with some members of the Plant Built team. So go check that out if you get the chance and if you're in the area. So let me tell you what I've been up to over the past... Well, I guess since the last episode, that was 20 days ago on the September 5th, but really the past 35 days, I've been doing something just remarkable. Let me give you a little background story on it. So many months ago, I teamed up with Tori Washington, the Vegan Dread, the most winning, and I'm going to repeat it again, the most winning pro bodybuilder who is 100% vegan in the world. That means Tori has won more contests, more pro shows than any vegan bodybuilder in the history of the world. That's right. And I'm proud to have him as a business partner and part of my team. Well, anyway, we created something called the Vegan Muscle Project, the 28-Day Vegan Muscle Project. And what we did was basically using Tori's program that built all the mass on his body that has gotten him to win all of his shows and his contests. We took his program and we turned it into a really sophisticated educational module packed with how-to instructional videos on how to do all the exercises involved, a full workout plan and a nutrition meal plan, tutorials that show you how to make the different meals, just everything that you would need to be able to take what he did and do it yourself. And the people who graduated from it, who did it, did everything that they were supposed to for four straight weeks, they got some of the greatest muscle gains that they personally have ever experienced in their life. And it was, I mean, we had one guy gain 19 freaking pounds and gain more strength faster than he could ever remember. It was so cool. If you want to see the before and after pictures and the full stats, the difference in the measurements, we got a handful of our graduates featured on the on our page for it. Go to veganmuscleproject.com and you can take a look at it. But anyway, this was our first attempt at putting what Tori had done onto paper, so to speak, into an educational module. And so what I've been working on is version 2.0 of it. So some of the things that I wanted to do was based on some feedback from students is I wanted to also give a version of it where it's gluten-free, tofu-free. Not that tofu's bad, it's just that, you know, a lot of people are afraid of tofu. And by the way, this is a topic for another conversation. Nobody should be afraid of tofu. It does not raise your estrogen levels or anything like that. If that were the case, then Tori wouldn't be winning contests if that were true. He wouldn't be so massive. He'd have these breasts, you know, hanging from his pecs, and it just look awful and silly. But no. Tofu is not what you need to be afraid of. It's soy isolate that you need to worry about. It's soy protein powder and soy protein products you got to worry about. Tofu is totally awesome. It's an amazing food. It doesn't screw up your estrogen balance by increasing it and lowering your testosterone. It balances it out. It actually does. It promotes the better health of your hormone levels. But anyway, I don't want to get into that. I'm just really passionate about that. But if you don't like tofu, because Tori loves tofu, I mean, tofu is a big component of the protein in the program because that's what he used to build a lot of mass. So I set out to figure out a way to not have to do the tofu and also not have to do a whole lot of the protein powder. You got to use some, but I wanted to see how little can we get away with. And also, how do we cut back on the meals? Because our program consists of about 6 to 7 meals, which is your typical pro bodybuilding schedule. That's just the way it's always been done. But I wanted to see if I could get away on just 3 meals a day. So check this out. 3 meals a day, no more than 3 scoops of protein powder tops. And I mean, you don't even need to use it if you don't want to. I just say up to three scoops, not servings, but scoops of protein powder per day. And a gallon of water and lots of whole foods, but just packed into 3 meals. Do you think it's possible? Do you think you'd be able to build a whole lot of muscle on it, even though every single muscle bodybuilding program out there says you got to do it on at least 5, even including myself? I've said that before. You've got to do it on at least 5. Well, I wanted to see if that was actually possible. And the reason I came up with that is I went through the painstaking effort of analyzing all of the top vegan athletes that I've interviewed that have been able to show huge amounts of muscle mass and what they did to pull it off. And I got guys like Chad Byers that does it on 3 meals a day with intermittent fasting. And then I got guys like Will Tucker who eats like 10 meals a day and everything in between. So I wanted to see if I could make a nutrition program that's just super easy, 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 easy. Oh, and I also want to get rid of the idea of having to measure everything too. Because if you ever talk to any pro bodybuilders, you know, even our program, you want to measure things out to make sure you're getting a minimum. Well, I wanted to take a completely different approach and just completely skip the measurement and just make it so darn simple and dumb that a 3-year-old could figure this out and pull it off. And that's what I did. I designed a meal program that is only 3 meals a day. You don't really even need to think about the foods that you're eating other than if it's a whole food, you eat it. And you eat it till uncomfortable fullness. Because the idea is we're just going to use the machinery called your stomach and all the sensory organs that surround it and support it. We're just going to use that, what's already built into our body, to tell us if we're in a state of hypernourishment or not. So that means if you're hyper full, then and assuming that all of the nutrients, all the food that you've got in there, the reason you're hyper full, if it's all from whole foods, then guess what? You are hyper nourished. And I want to see if I could carry that out into producing muscle gains. Then the second thing was the workouts. I wanted to also make the workouts real, real simple because we found out there's a lot of folks that don't have access to a health club. Okay, cool. Or if they do have access to a health club, sometimes it's hard to get on a lot of different pieces of equipment because in our program, we use a lot of different exercises to really use the concept of muscle confusion to force all of our muscles to constantly be challenged as great as possible. But the problem with that is if you happen to work out during a time where it's really busy in the gym, it might not be very convenient for you to be able to pull off 2 or 3 or 4 different exercises for your legs alone because maybe the equipment's being taken up. So how do we simplify that? Well, guess what? I figured out how to simplify that by using just 4 basic exercises. So if you just do 4 basic exercises, you don't even need to do them all every day. You just need to do them as much as you can throughout the course of a week. Just 4 different exercises. That means we're doing squats, deadlifts, any form of row, and any form of press. That's it. That's all you got to do. And if you could do that, then I think you can build muscle. And at least that was my thought. So I put it to the test. And approximately 35 days ago, I embarked on this little experiment. And here's the deal. I recorded everything that I did so that there is a video documented account of everything I did. So that way you can see what I did and you can see how it changed my body. And my goodness, did it ever. Now, let me also tell you this. I also went through a 3-month deconditioning process. Basically, when I left for California, I stopped working out. I stopped all workouts. I didn't lift one weight. I didn't do any exercise at all. And I ate whatever I felt like. I ate a lot of, I'd say mostly vegan junk food. I mean, when you're on the road and you're camping in an RV, my wife loves to make delicious vegan lasagna. So that's what I ate a lot of. I mean, I'm talking whole trays. I'd be lucky if I had maybe about a cup of vegetables made out of a smoothie a day. When I say cup, 8 to 16 ounces. That's all I had. And in 3 months, I lost my strength. I lost a ton of my muscle mass, and I got fatter. You can check it out. I got it on video. I talk about it. I'm shirtless. You can see what I look like, how I started. I'm wearing these board shorts that I'm just literally, I look like you're trying to slip on some spandex that's just 10 sizes too small on me. Well, anyway, I started there, and 28 days later, using this very simple strategy, 3 meals a day and 4 basic exercises when I work out, in 28 days, I shattered my last successful attempt at gaining muscle, which was I gained 7.25 pounds. This time, I gained 10.1 pounds. 10.1 pounds. I added an inch and a quarter to each of my arms. And get this, my waist shrunk by an inch. And you know what? I didn't do any cardio. I didn't do anything for fat loss. I kept my nutrient intake, my calories, my food up as high as I possibly could, eating to uncomfortable fullness every single meal. And I lost an inch off my weight despite gaining 10.1 pounds. I nearly doubled the strength of almost all of my lifts. I mean, it was sensational. I mean, it worked beyond my wildest dreams. I mean, I would have been happy if I gained like 2 to 3 pounds because, hey, listen, to gain 2 to 3 pounds and most of it coming from muscle in 4 weeks, eating 3 meals a day and just doing 4 different exercises, like that would be huge. But I gained more strength and muscle and size than I ever did before on less. Can you believe it? So this is what inspired me to say, listen, this is going to be the new 2.0. So you can have Tori's version, which is the best version you could ever have. I mean, this is Tori's version. If you are dead serious and if you're in shape, I mean, you want to win contests, you do Tori's version. But if you are literally starting from ground zero, which is where I started, and you do not have a ton of training experience under your belt, or it's been a long time, you are totally out of shape, and you've never really built muscle before, then do this version. We're gonna make both available in the same program. So if you get in on the Vegan Muscle Building Project, and you just go to veganmuscleproject.com, you can enroll in it. You're going to get both versions, and you're going to get my support and Tori's support through the entire time, hand-holding you through the whole process. So anyway, let me show you where you can get all of the videos that I recorded for this for free. You can look at exactly what I eat. I recorded entire days of eating. I don't leave anything out. So you can see exactly how I worked out, what I ate. Even the whole workouts are written in the video descriptions themselves. So you can see it there. Just go to myveganbodytransformation.com. Myveganbodytransformation.com. That'll take you straight to the YouTube playlist. There's no email or anything to enter. There's nothing to buy. It's just you go there and it takes you right to the playlist and you'll see it. There's day one, day two, day three, all the way down. Just think about it this way. I'm about 15 days behind because I record the footage and then I upload it to my hard drive. But the editing, my God, I mean, it takes me a couple hours to create each of these videos with all the footage that I record. So I'm about 15 days behind. So right now there's about 22 to 24 days up right now. And there's one going up every single day. So anyway, you can get the idea of it. But if you haven't already, go to our Facebook fan page. Go to Facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution, and I've got my before and after pics. You can see I've got one between day one and 28 days later. I also got one between day 3 and 34, how my freaking arms just blew up. I mean, it's insane. And I'd love to get your feedback and your comments on it. And also, I'll be updating my vegan muscle book so that it includes these new principles that I've been able to actually get to work. And I want you to go ahead and try it out yourself if you need an easier version of building muscle. But man, I build muscle faster than any meat eater that I know who's not taking steroids. And I'm also beating guys that are taking steroids in terms of speed. And you can see the pictures yourself and check it out. But if you haven't already, download your free copy of veganmusclebook.com. That's the free muscle building guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. It's a PDF. And again, the transformation videos are on myveganbodytransformation.com. So that's all I got for you. Listen, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. We've got the ladies only edition coming up on the next episode with Pam Kahlstad, winner of the Naturally Fit show in the figure division. Freaking awesome woman. You're going to find out what she does to work out and to eat to get that perfect physique. So listen, my name is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution show, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you on the next podcast.